Welcome to your five for the day. In or out? That was so obviously the question on Thursday the 23rd of June 2016. It turned out to be another week with an amazing amount of goings on in the United Kingdom. We voted to leave Europe politically. The immediate result was that the pound plummeted. The FTSE 100 lost significant ground, resulting in all-round predictions of gloom. Then the Prime Minister resigned. But later in that day, the pound rallied past February levels, and the FTSE closed on a weekly high, 2.4% up on the previous Friday, its best performance in 4 months. President Obama decided we wouldn't be at the back of the queue after all, and that our special relationship was still strong. The French president confirmed the Le Touquet agreement would stay in place. The president of the European Commission stated Brexit negotiations would be orderly and stressed the United Kingdom would continue to be a close partner of the EU. A big bank denied reports it would shift 2,000 staff overseas. The CBI, vehemently anti-Brexit during the referendum campaign, stated British business was resilient and would adapt. Several countries outside the EU stated they wished to begin bilateral trade talks with the UK immediately. All in all, you'll be forgiven for wondering what will happen next. Who can sort it out? Politically, I think most would agree that there do not seem to be any easy answers or statesmen around who have impressive ability to steer us back to better days. If you read the Bible carefully, you would not be surprised. The Bible predicts wide-ranging changes in the world, some of which we could be witnessing at the present time. Many of the things we are seeing are among the catalogue of changes that are defined in the Bible. Global changes, increased seismic activity, political upheaval, and changes in the social and economic fabric of society. What is the answer? The answer is found in a person, Jesus Christ. The Word of God teaches that just as he came to Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, in fulfillment of ancient predictions, so we will come again towards the end of this world's history. Next time he comes, the Bible teaches, he will come to Jerusalem. Check the references in Zechariah 14 and Matthew 24. His first purpose will be to deliver the nation of Israel, who by that stage will be surrounded by the armies of the world. As has been the case for many years, Israel's very existence will be threatened. But Jesus the Messiah will come to deliver them and establish his worldwide empire, which will be administered from Jerusalem. I think we would all agree that the state of Israel has always been very vulnerable. If the West, and in particular America, turns against them, and the nations of the Middle East have their way, they would find it very hard to survive. Ultimately, they will survive, as they are key to world history and the nation through which God intended to and still intends to bless the world through his Son, Jesus Christ. Before all this happens, something else needs to take place. Jesus Christ promised before he died for sin on the cross that he would rise from the dead, go back to heaven and one day return and take the Christian church to heaven. If the Bible is true and the words of Jesus can be trusted, this must take place. You can read about this in the New Testament in John chapter 14. Think it through. The Bible and the claims of Christianity will ultimately be either proved true or demonstrated to be false. If they are right, and I suggest all the evidence points to this fact, then time is short and the issues we face as individuals are massive. We need to seek the Lord while he may be found. Tomorrow could be too late. Call it scaremongering if you like, but I believe that the issues are real and the solution is fail-proof if we come God's way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." The Bible also reminds us that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So, are you in or out? That is so obviously the question still to be answered today, not about Europe, but about eternity.